Thank you very much, Dr. Johann Liang. Our next presentation will be an HPV vaccine safety review, What Providers Need to Know, from Ms. Julianne G. And Ms. Julianne G is an epidemiologist in the Immunization Safety Office at CDC. Her area of expertise is the vaccine safety of HPV vaccine. She leads monitoring efforts through the Vaccine Safety Data Link Project on HPV vaccine safety.
Thank you. Today I will be providing an overview of the safety of quadrivalent human papillomavirus vaccine, or HPV4. And for those of you who at the October 2011 ACIP meeting, this talk is very similar to what was presented then. In this presentation, I'll describe the sources of HPV4 safety data, review findings from pre-licensure trials, U.S. surveillance efforts, review findings from a recent VSD study, and lastly, I will present some relevant conclusions surrounding HPV vaccine from the recent IOM report that Rosemary just presented. The sources of safety data for HPV4 include pre-licensure trials conducted by the manufacturer. The post-licensure safety data sources include our U.S. government-sponsored safety surveillance system, which are comprised of the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS, and the Vaccine Safety Data Link Rapid Cycle Analysis. The VSD also conducts rigorous epidemiologic studies. And in addition, there are multiple manufacturer post-marketing commitments which have been described in the Benani et al. Paper that was published in Vaccine 2010. Among the multiple pre-licensure studies, the entire study population included 29,323 males and females. The most frequently reported non-serious adverse events among the vaccinated groups included injection site pain, fever, nausea, dizziness, and syncope. And the most frequently reported serious systemic adverse events, or SSAEs, in any of the study groups are listed on this slide. 0.04% of the SSAEs were judged to be vaccine-related by the study investigator. Across the clinical studies, there were 40 deaths reported. The events reported were consistent with the events expected in healthy adolescents and adult populations. Based on the findings from these studies, FDA licensed HPV4 in June 2006 for females 9 to 26 years of age. In the first presentation of this session, Beth described the VAERS system for everyone. So I'm not going to go into too much detail, but just reminding everybody that VAERS is our frontline system for vaccine safety. In August 2009, VAERS published a two-year summary surveillance report in JAMA. The authors concluded that the safety profile of HPV4 among females was consistent with pre-licensure data, with the exception of venous thromboembolism and syncope. We've continued monitoring the HPV4 reports among females and males, and in the third column of this slide, we present an update of the data through September 15, 2011. There have been approximately 20,000 reports received to VAERS, in which 7% are considered serious. No, there have been no new adverse event concerns identified or any new clinical patterns. This slide represents characteristics of those who had reported an adverse event following HPV4. And as you can see, the majority of the total reports received to VAERS through September 15th are female. Later in this presentation, I'll provide a more focused summary on the male report. The median age of all reports received was 17 years, and in which almost 44% of these reports were among the 13 to 18-year-olds. The characteristics of the types of reports we received are listed in this slide. There have been a total of 1,527 serious reports. Approximately 62 of the total reports were from the manufacturer. 78.6% of all VAERS reports received HPV4 only, and the median onset interval from vaccination to adverse event was 0 days. On this slide, you can see the most frequently reported terms for all non-serious and serious reports. Disproportional reporting of syncope was identified in the 2009 VAERS review of HPV4 published in JAMA. And since September 15th of 2011, syncope continues to be one of the most common terms identified in both non-serious and serious reports. There have been 202 serious reports of syncope. Injuries that have resulted from a syncopal event include those that are listed on the slide. There have been no reports of death received to VAERS from injury resulting from a vasovagal syncopal event. In our review of anaphylaxis reports to VAERS, we found 43 reports in which they were all female, and 20 of these reports were considered serious. The median age was 17 years, and the median onset from vaccination to the anaphylaxis event was 0 days. There were 12 reports in which we were able to confirm an anaphylaxis diagnosis. All were treated and recovered. There were no confirmed deaths due to anaphylaxis. We had a total of 70 reports of death to VAERS, of which 34 have been verified by autopsy, death certificate, or confirmation by a medical provider. Among the 36 unconfirmed reports of death, the majority have been considered hearsay, meaning we have no specific knowledge about a patient or an event, therefore unable to confirm the death. This includes reports from people in which they've read about a possible HPV death on a website, seen it in a newspaper or in a magazine. The other category listed on this slide are those current death reports that are still under investigation. Among the 34 verified death reports, 32 were female. The median age was 17 years, and the median days from vaccination to death was 15 days. Among these death reports, 15 received dose 1, 8 reports were following dose 2, and 11 were following dose 3. 15 of the death reports received were 15 of the death reports received HPV4 only, while 13 had received a concomitant vaccination. This slide illustrates the reported causes of death among those verified deaths. After an in-depth clinical review, 7 were classified as neurologic deaths, 7 were cardiac deaths, 4 were pulmonary embolism, 5 were classified as infectious, 4 were other non-infectious, and 7 were unexplained cause of death in which, for many of these reports, even upon autopsy, a specific cause of death could not be determined. We wanted to provide you all with an in-depth review of the male reports following HPV4 and VAERS. There have been a total of 559 reports. 504 of these reports were received since the vaccine was licensed in October 2009. 33 are considered serious reports. 44% of the reports were given, other reports, HPV was given alone. The median age was 14 years. And the median onset interval from vaccination to adverse event was 0 days. On this slide, you can see the most frequently reported terms for non-serious and serious reports among males following HPV4. And there have been 33 serious male HPV4 reports, of which 3 have been death reports. However, 1 was incorrectly coded as male, and 29 are considered serious. Of the 2 verified male reports of death, one was a boy who was 10 years old who had died of myocarditis 9 days after vaccination. He had received other vaccines on the same day and had no past medical history. The other verified male report of death was of a 15-year-old who had an obstructive congenital subaortic membrane. He had died 25 days after vaccination and had only received this first dose of HPV4. He did have a past medical history of asthma and cardiac disorder. So the next portion of this talk will be to briefly describe the vaccine safety data link epidemiological analysis for HPV4 among females and the findings. The vaccine safety data link, or the VSD, is a collaboration between CDC and 10 managed care organizations. It was established in 1990 to address gaps in vaccine safety. using automated data sources that already exist as part of the participating health plan's infrastructure, the VSD collects medical and vaccination data on more than 9.8 million members annually, which is approximately 3% of the U.S. population. The VSD had developed a monitoring system for newly licensed vaccines called the Rapid Cycle Analysis, and the basics of RCA are listed on the slide. Rapid Cycle is not intended to be the final answer. It's a signal detection method for pre-specified events and the potential associations and potential associations or signals do arise. And when they do, we take steps to investigate the potential signal appropriately. Our paper was published in October 2011, and the main findings from this analysis included we found no significant risk for any of the pre-specified adverse events following HPV4 vaccination. We did, however, find a possible non-statistically significant association between HPV4 and VTE, and further study is ongoing. With regards to anaphylaxis, we found no increase in the risk and the rate of anaphylaxis following HPV4 as compared to previous VSD studies. The next steps for VSD with regards to the safety of HPV4 include a long-term surveillance of GBS and stroke, since the RCA had limited power to assess associations between HPV4 and these very rare adverse events that are occurring in this particular age group. We are currently conducting a self-controlled case series analysis looking at VTE in all vaccinations, with a focused analysis on HPV4 and VTE. And using this design, we can control for confounding such as OCP use, smoking, and other risk factors for VTE. And the VSD has not yet initiated an RCA in males for HPV4. Wanted to highlight one study that will be coming out in the Journal of Women's Health soon. It's a study of reported adverse events in young women following HPV4. And this study identified women who had their first HPV4 vaccine in one of our managed health organizations that participate in the VSD. The investigators mailed a survey out to these young women after receipt of that first vaccine, and 27% of those women had responded to the survey. And the highlighted results from the study was that age is an important factor influencing young women's experience with HPV vaccine. Knowledge and attitudes of HPV and HPV4 varied by age, with older women being more knowledgeable about HPV disease and their perceived susceptibility of cervical cancer. With regards to reporting adverse events following HPV4, preteens and teens were more likely than adult participants to report vaccine adverse events. Merck is conducting multiple post-licensure studies, and I just wanted to highlight some of those studies on this slide. There's the post-licensure surveillance program for the safety of Gardasil in managed care organization settings. There's been one paper that's been published, and there's a couple of other papers that are coming out from this study. They're also conducting a long-term follow-up study in Nordic countries, as well as the long-term immunogenicity, safety, and effectiveness study of Gardasil among those adolescents who had received Gardasil at the time that they were between the ages of 9 and 15 years. And Rosemary had just gone through the recent IOM report of adverse events and vaccines. Just to highlight again, syncope following vaccination, that the IOM concluded that data convincingly supported a causal relationship between an injection of a vaccine and syncope, and that anaphylaxis following HPV4, the IOM concluded that the weight of the published evidence favored an acceptance of a causal relationship between HPV vaccine and anaphylaxis. So because of the recognized occurrence of post-vaccination syncope, we wanted to highlight a few things. Multiple reviews have found that the majority of syncope occurs within 15 minutes following vaccination. The VSD had conducted an analysis of syncope rates on day zero following adolescent vaccination among 9 to 26-year-olds and found that females have a higher rate of syncope than males. Specifically for HPV4, the package insert lists syncope as a warning, stating that syncope has been reported following vaccination with this vaccine, and that the ACIP recommends that providers should consider observing patients 15 minutes after vaccine administration. So in summary, monitoring and evaluation of, are ongoing for HPV4 from multiple sources. VAERS continues reviewing reports following HPV4, and we've identified no new adverse event concerns or clinical patterns. The vaccine safety data link rapid cycle analysis confirmed no significant risk for any of the pre-specified adverse events after vaccinations for the age groups that are monitored, and that we're investigating the possible association between VTE and HPV4. And with regards to syncope, providers should consider observing patients 15 minutes after vaccine administration. Thank you, and I'd like to acknowledge the following people.